Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video and it teaches us how to burn 200 calories. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Prefer a more passive route? How about simply watching TV? Spend a good 2.5 hours surfing through channels and you'll actually burn those 200 calories. Watching something hilarious and you'll only need 4 commercial-free sitcoms with consistent laughter. If you're bored and happen to fall asleep, you'll need over 3 hours to burn the same amount. Prefer a more passive route? How about simply watching TV? Spend a good 2.5 hours surfing through channels and you'll actually burn those 200 calories. Watching something hilarious and you'll only need 4 commercial-free sitcoms with consistent laughter. If you're bored and happen to fall asleep, you'll need over 3 hours to burn the same amount.
那我们首先来看的呢是 passive 这一个字，它指的是被动的，重音在 pa 的地方发 a 的音 passive， i 这边是发短音 e。那它也可以指的是消极的意思，像是我们可以说 He's being quite passive about finding a job recently。他最近啊，对于找工作这件事情呢，非常的消极。那它的反义词呢，则是 aggressive。Aggressive， 它的重音在 GRE 的地方，那 A 呢是发短音 aggressive。Aggressive 则是很侵略性的，或者是很积极主动的，可是它有一点点负面的感觉。那我们可以说 I think he's being too aggressive about this position。我想他对于这个职缺人有点太过于积极了，也就是说他好像有点图谋不轨的感觉。那再来呢，我们要来看的是 route。Route 呢是路线的意思，它在美国呢也是指某一条公路，像我们最有名什么 Route 66， 就是用这一个字。那要记得呢，它的 OU 呢是发 u 的音 root， 那 e 不发音。那我们可以说 In Robert Frost's poems he has taken the route less traveled by， 在 Robert Frost 的诗中他选了一个比较人烟稀少的路径。那跟这个路径或路线比较相关的呢就是捷径。那捷径的英文呢则是 shortcut， 就是一个短的然后切过去的感觉，就是 shortcut。 那我们可以说 If you're always trying to look for the shortcut it means you're kind of smart and you're kind of lazy。有人说啊，如果你一直在试着找捷径的话，代表你其实蛮聪明，可是有某种层面也蛮懒惰的这样。再我们来看的是 surf。 surf 呢是冲浪的意思，它的重音在 ur 的地方发 er 的音 surf。 那它除了冲浪呢，我们通常就在讲浏览一些网站，那我们也可以说是 surf the net 或是 surf the internet 这样子，就是浏览这一个字。那再我们来看的是 hilarious。Hilarious 呢指的是可笑的，那它的重音在 LAR 的地方， HI 呢是发短音 E 的音 He， LAR 这边发 let he let， 那 RLUS 发 ES hilarious。 那我们可以说 Have you seen Jeff Dunham's stand up talk show? It's absolutely hilarious。 你有看过 Jeff Dunham 他的演讲吗？真的是非常好笑。最后我们要来看的是 consistent。Consistent 呢则是指始终如一的，也就是说非常一致的。举例来说呢， The child's DNA and his parents has proved to be consistent。 这个小孩的 DNA 呢跟父母验出来的是一致的。那他的名字呢则是 consistency。 那我们可以说 One of the most important thing of being a YouTuber is having that consistency of your content。 我一个朋友呢叫做阿迪英文，他跟我说过，你当一个 YouTuber 呢很重要的一件事情呢就是你的内容呢要有那个一致性。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Prefer a more passive route? How about simply watching TV? Spend a good 2.5 hours surfing through channels and you'll actually burn those 200 calories. Watch something hilarious and you'll only need 4 commercial-free sitcoms with consistent laughter. If you're bored and happen to fall asleep, you'll need over 3 hours to burn the same amount.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!